Zog the Gemara, Daf Mem, Omid Beis. Three lines from the top at the two dots. Val kulonim omer shahakol niya bedvoroi yotza. On all food items, if a person says shahakol niya bedvoroi is yotza, Zog the Gemara, itmar avhuno omer chutz min hapas min hayayin. There's an exception. There are two food items that shahakol niya bedvoroi, you're not yotza. Pas in yayin. V'rab yechlen omer, afilu pas v'yayin, even pas in yayin, you also could be yotze b'di'avid when you said shahakol niya bedvoroi. What's the mile in pasin yain? Yain we know because we make Zok Rashi shegoyin brachas haba la'atzmai b'kiddush u'avdola u'birchas chasanim. So yain has a special chshivas that it's goyin brachas, and pas we know is because pas is your kaveh sudan pas. So that's really what this main part of the sud is. So shahakol would not make the cut. That's shitas. Rebbe, I mean, that's Shitas Rav Huna. Rabbi Yechonon Omar, Afilu Pas V'Yayin, it's also Shahakol works. Zog Gemara, Neimek Tanoim, it's a Machlokes Tanoim. Ro Pas V'Omar Kamano Pas Zu. If someone sees a pas, and he says, how beautiful is this pas? And then he says, Boruch HaMokoyim Sheboro Yotzo, he's Yotzo, a brocha by saying these words. Ro Te'eno. V'Omar Kamano Te'eno Zu. Boruch HaMokim Sheboro, Yotzo, Divrei Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Kol HaMishanim Yimatbeah Shetov HaChomim. Since you changed the Matbeah, the Chomer Mesakin, what the Nuscha Brocha is, the Brocha is, Lo Yotzi Yidei Chavosai. So we see clearly, it's a Machlokes Tanoim, if you Yotzi Yidei Chavosai, by saying another Brocha, a different Brocha. So name Rav Huna Do'omak Rabbi Yossi. Rav Huna that said, that chutz min hapas min hayayin, he holds that Rabbi Yosi, that kol ha-mishanim et b'yesh tov ha-chomim, lo yotzi rechavosoi. So that's what would not work. And Rabbi Yochanan, the Omer Kremeya, Rabbi Yochanan that says that afilu pas v'yayin, it also works shahakol niya b'dvaroi, he holds like Rameya. And Rameya says that ye yotzi, when you say kamano etein azu, so shahakol should not be any different than kamano etein azu. Zog di mod is no rai. Ravuna can say no. I know the Ami Afilu Rameya. I myself hold my shita that chutz min hapas min yayin is even according to Rameya that says that it works when you say this kamenoi. Why? Atkan lekom Rameya hosam. When did Rameya say that it works when you say kamenoi teinazu? Elohecha the komitkosh made the pass. You mentioned the teina. You mentioned the pass. You might not mention the bracha that the Chazal were misaken, the Matbeish Tovu, but you said kamenot teinazu. So then you're taking yoitza. Avalech lo komitkosh made the pass. Shahakon ibidvoi. There's no mentioning of the word pass. So mele then you're taking not yoitza. Safil Rameya moide. Then maybe Rameya would also agree that you're not yoitza. Rabbi Yechonon Meloch. I know dami afil Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yechonon that says that even by pass v'yayin it works. When you say shahakon ibidvoi, he agrees. Even to Rabbi Yosi, that says that kol mishanim deish tov chomim by brachas you're not yoitza. What's up? So today you're not yoitza. So the more at kan lekami Rabbi Yosi hosom. When did Rabbi Yosi say you're not yoitza? Elam shum dekoma bracha letikin rabbonim. You made up a new bracha. This is not a bracha that was misukim by rabbonim for anything. Mashen ken shakanim dvar. Even though it's not mentioned past, but at least it's a bracha that was misukim by the chachomim for something else. So Meli you're saying a bracha that tiknu. Avalom shakanim dvar that tiknu rabbonim. It's chotch bracha that was misukim at the chachomim. I feel Rabbi Yosi moida that it would work by passing yayin. So Rav Huna's shita in the Gemara is that shahakol would not work on pasin yayin. And the question is that l'chayra, every bracha, that even though you have a bracha mevureres, shahakol always works. So why would pasin yayin, shur is a maila in pasin yayin, bread as a maila, yayin as a maila, but why would shahakol at the end of the day not work? So Rabbi Kivegan, Daf Yud Beis in the Gilin Hashas, has a similar kasha on Tosis. Tosis Vadir says that if you say boyer priya eitz, instead of boyer priya gofen, but you can correct it. But Boyer Priya Eitz would not work. Why not? Why would it not work? Boyer Priya Geffen is a bracha mevureres that you say Priya Geffen. So why shouldn't Boyer Priya Eitz work just like Shahakol works every time you need to make a bracha and it can work be'etzem, just you don't have the bracha mevureres? And that's really Shitz Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that even Pas V'Yayin, Shahakol works. But Fekhtu B'Kvega, what's Taka the Pshat? What's Tavon in the Yisoid of Machlokes?
So Hagoyin Ben Yom Pala in the Sefer says a Gevaldig Yisoid. He says that the bracha of Boyer Priya Geffen is not the pshat, chazal u'mesaken, a bracha mevureres. Instead of like by a fruit. Instead of hadoma, you mevar it and you make ho eitz. Boyer priya govin is a new cheftz of a bracha de umesakin. So mele, it's not shayach to be yoitz v'shakon yebedvoroi. When the bracha is be mevar instead of hadoma, say boyer priya eitz. Don't say boyer priya hadoma. So then you could be yoitz with the lower grade too, shahakol, because it's koil everything. Masha enkem boyer priya gefen is not a bracha mevureres instead of boyer priya eitz. It's a new bracha. On this, Michael Choshev and Pasin Yayin, a shahakal would indeed not work. That's a shita ravuna. Zog dem mal weiter, Binyomin, Raya koch rifto, he ate bread, wa oma brich more dahi pito. Instead of benching, he just said brich more dahi pito. Oma rav yotzi is yoitze benching. Fegmo, wa oma rav ko broch, shembo askos, Hashem, he didn't mention Hashem's name. Ain't a broch, it's not bechal brocha. How could be yoitze brochas? Enter gmo, doma broch, brich rachmona more dahi pito. He mentioned Hashem's name in a kinui. Fegmo, wa be inon cholish brochas, how yoitze benching, you're missing all three. Three brachas, my yotze de koma rav nami yotze de bracha shani yotze the first bracha. Fekmo my komashmelo. So my said at the end of the day you didn't finish benching, you still got a bench, two more brachas. So what exactly are you being mechalish over here? Zog the mara, the chiddush is afagav the omer b'loshen choil. Even though you said loshen choil, you did not say the chachomim's matbea of the bracha shayna. The chiddush is you yotze bracha shayna even though you said a b'loshen choil. Frag the Gemara, we know that too from a Mishnah. What's Rav's Chiddush? Tanina, it's a Mishnah in Saita. The Elu Nemarim Chaloshoin. These are the things that can be said in any language, even in Choyl, even in English. Pasha Saita. When the Saita reads her Pasha, when the Koin is Mashbiya her. Vidui Meiser, the Pasha of Biyati Kosh Ben Abayis. U Kriyashma, if you say Kriyashma every word correctly, you can say it in Choyl, in Las. U Tfila, and Yoitz Tfila. U Birchas Hamozoin. So we know Birch Samoz and Yoitz in every language. So what's the Chiddush that he's telling me that Yoitz is Baruch Rishayna? It's a Mishnah in Saita. Zog the Mare, Itzrich, Rav has a Chiddush. Salka Dayit Chamini, you might think, Hani Mili the Omra B'Loshen Choyl, Kehechad Tkinu Rabbonon B'Loshen Kodesh. If you have a literal translation, if you're making an art scroll, and you're saying Birch Samozin, then you take a Yoitz if you're saying a translation. But this is not a translation. Birch Achmona Dahai Peter is not a translation of Birch Samozin of Baruch Rishayna. So maybe you're not be Yoitz. So the Gemara, Avaloi Omra B'Loshen Choyl, Avaloi Omra B'Loshen Choyl, Kehechad Tkinu Rabbonon B'Loshen Kodesh, Eim Aloi, maybe you're not Yoitz even Baruch Rishayna, Komash one you are. You're Yoitz, and that's a Chiddush Taka. Because usually when the Mishnah say the Pashtas, you always understand to mean, Kriyash may have to, you can, Yoitz B'Choyl, but every single word has to be accounted for. And if you don't know how to translate it, you're talking about Yoitz. Here, the Chiddush of Rav was, when it comes to Birch Samozin, you're Yoitz, even if it's a Lashon Choyl and not a literal translation. Zog the Gemara, Gufo, Omer Rav, Kol Brocha, Hashem, Baskos, Hashem. Rav said, whenever there's no Askos, Hashem, he didn't mention Hashem's name, ain't a Brocha. The Rabbi Yechon, Omer, there's another criteria. Kol Brocha, Hashem, Bo, Malchus, ain't a Brocha. Whenever there is no Malchus. You have to say, Melech Oilom. It's not a Brocha. Omer Rav, Hayek, Kavos, the Rav, Mestavra, that you need Shem Hashem. And not Malchus. The Tanya, it says in the Reise, you say by Vidu Maisa, you say, Lo yavarti mitzvisecho, v'lo yishachochti. What do we teach? Lo yavarti melevorcho, I didn't forget to bench you, to bless, to make a brocha. V'lo yishachachti melahaskir shimcho, olov. And I didn't forget to mention your name. So we see the ikka, what's me'akav in the brocha that you're being mitzvada on, is the melech is not the malchus but rather the Shem Hashem, so it's kavosei the Rav Mistava Haskos Hashem. That's what you're saying. I didn't forget milahaske shimcha. V'ilu malchus loikatoni. Don't say lo shachachti milahaske malchuscha. So the Gemara for Rabbi Yochanan and Tani, you have to touch up and learn up this brayso. V'lo shachachti milahaske shimcha umalchuscha olav. And that's chelik of the vidui. I did not forget to mention you and the Malchus. And that's like a ma'akal according to him.
Tosis says over here that the Rif Paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, that called Brocha Sheinim and Malchus ain't a Brocha. And if you leave out Melech, then you're not Yoitzer Brocha. Zok Tosis. For instance, even if a person says Melech, but he doesn't say Melech Ha'olam, then you're not Yoitzer Brocha either. You have to make the bracha again. Saying melech without melech oilom, that's not malchus. Malchus without an oilom, that's not called malchus. So it's ma'akev if a person forgets to say the word oilom, he has to make the bracha again.
Zok the Mishnah Valdova Shein Gidula Mino Oret, something that does not grow on the ground. You make the general bracha of shahakol.
Now the Mishnah says a chiddush, even foods that are klala, you still make a shahakal. For instance, ala choymitz, wine that got spoiled is a klala, you still make a shahakal. Ala noivlois, fruits that were dried out, not dried fruits that we buy in the store, that's a delicacy. Fruits that were dried out in the sun and they were spoiled and ruined, you still make a shahakal. Even though it's a klala, so to speak.
Va'ala guvoi, guvoi, we'll see in the Gemara, it's chagovim. Chagovim is a klala. It might be tar, but it's a klala. Your whole field got destroyed with grasshoppers. And that's a chiddush because it's be'etzem a klala. That Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol shum in klala, anything that comes about through a klala, ain mevarchin olav, you don't make a bracha at all. These are all klalas. Ain mevarchin olav, hoy lefonav minin harbe. If you have numerous species, numerous men in front of you, and you want to make a bracha, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, if you have from the Shiva Saminim, all of them mevoich, then you make the bracha on that. The Chachamim Oimrim, mevoich al eiz men sheyitze. You can pick Chaviv is Odif even over Shiva Saminim. Zakti Gemara Tana Rabbanon, al dovash ein gedulim min ha'aretz. What are things, Reish in the Mishnah says, ein gedulim min ha'aretz, it's a hakol. For instance, kagoin, boso, meat, behemos, chayes va'ovos, meat from animals, domesticated and non-domesticated, oifois, birds, chicken, vidogim and fish, oimishakani bitvogoi, halachol of alabetim, on milk and on eggs, valakvina and on cheese, oimishakoil, alapashe ifsho. If you have bread that is spoil, that is mold, valayayan shehikim, what'd you say? Shouldn't eat it. No, but if a person is in a situation where even moldy bread is what they have, so the bracha shehakol. Valayayin shehikrim, and wine that started being hikrim, which is also a type of layer that appears when it starts spoiling. Valatavshel shavatzurosoi, or any dish that changes the whole appearance because of spoilage. Oime shehakol, you still make a shehakol niyavid varoi. Ala melach vala zomis, on salt, and on zomis is brine. Val kmin upitrios, and on mushrooms, kmin and pitrios are mushrooms, even though they grow in the ground. Oime shahakohu, zokta ma'ol amemah, the kmin upitrios, lav gidulei kakaninu, you tell me they don't grow in the ground? After all, votanya, if someone makes a neder, hanoid mi peros ha'oretz, if someone makes a neder, he's not going to have any benefit from fruits of the ground. You're allowed to have mushrooms. Mushroom is not considered peyos oretz. However, anything that grows in the ground, not peyos oretz, but anything that grows in the ground, then also af bekmina pitrios. So we see clearly mushrooms and kmina pitrios are considered gedulei karka. So if they're telling me that you make a shahakol because the memory that it's shahakol means it's not gedulei karka, so how does that stem with the Mishnah in the Dorim, in the Brayos in the Dorim that says that if you say gedulei karka, you're also in kmina pitrios? Amar Abaya, mil v'rova me'ara. Itaka, it's called gedulei karka. When it comes to Hilchos Nedarim, it's osir, it's considered gedulei karka, it grows in the ground. But minkelo yanki me'aro, but its sustenance, it doesn't get from the ground. But that rather it gets from the air. It doesn't get from the ground. And that's why the bracha is not boire pri adoma, because the pri is the sustenance. Where does it get the sustenance from? It doesn't get it from the adoma. It gets it from the aviro. And that's why taka mushrooms grow even on stone. It doesn't go dafka on the ground. It can go on a fence. It can grow also. Frek di gomaga, vo aldova shen gedulim in ha'oretz katoni. You're telling me that the yanika is now from the air. It says dova she'en gidulim in ha'aretz katoni. It says clearly that it's dova that's not gidulim in ha'aretz. Meaning when it's not gidulim in ha'aretz, it's shahakol. You're telling me that it grows in the ground just to get the yanika from the air. Well, here you're telling me that it's not gidulim in ha'aretz. So gemara tni al dova she'en yoinik min ha'aretz. You have to say it's not avada grows in the ground. No one's going to deny them. It's ears. It's goil min ha'aretz, and that's when it comes to the dorm. It's taka chal, and that's why in the Mishnah it's taka gidulay. It's not gidulay min ha'aretz. It doesn't mean not gidulay because it does grow. It means it's not yoinik min ha'aretz. The sustenance it taka does not get from the ground. Correct tni. We're mamish retouching the touch in the Mishnah tni. Now lagavi the etzim din of pitrios on mushrooms. That the Gemara says the bracha is shahakol, so the Aruch HaShulchan says over here in Siman Reish Dalet
that b'di'evid, if someone made a Boyer Pri Adoma on mushrooms, you yoytze. And other poskim also say, the Kafachayim say that b'di'evid you yoytze if you make a bracha on mushrooms, Adoma. The pashas would be, because the Gemara indeed says that the yoynik from the Avir, but at the end of the day, they gedulei karka, they also grow on the ground. So there is some type of shaykhus to the Adoma, so maybe b'di'evid that's where it would be yoytze Boyer Pri Adoma. The question is that the Gemara is only saying in Hilchus Nedarim is considered gedulei karka, but in Hilchus Brachas the Maisa the Yanika doesn't nemzich from the ground, clearly from the Avir. So Akoponim, would you be yoytze by Hadoma or not is a mevuch in the Poiskim. The Orech HaShulchan says you would be yoytze by the Eved, but others are matmiya on it. The Shevet HaLevi of Vozna has a tshuva. That he's matmi on this Orech HaShulchan. At the end of the day, how are you yoytze by the Eved in Boyer Pri Adoma? If the Gemara's herchoches only legabe Hilchus Nedarim, it's considered gedulei karka. But avadin, when it comes to the Yanika, it's yoynik from the Avir. It's not yoynik from the Adoma at all. So how could be yoytze Adoma? Now the Braisa also mentions pasche ifsho and yain shehikrim and tafshe ovatzuroso you make a shahakol. That means bread that became rotten and spoiled so to an extent that it's ifsho. So then the bracha turns into a shahakol. So Rachonim Claire, what's the pshat that this bread, the bracha shahakol, is the pshat is because it's not a shame pas anymore and that's why it's a bracha shahakol? Or pshat is no, it doesn't have the chshivas of pas, so in mele the bracha is downgraded to a shahakol. So the Biskurov in Chidusha Agriz, Menachos Chav Beis, he wants to bring a raya from this Gemara that when the Gemara, the fact that the Gemara says that Pafshi Ifsho, you make a shahakol, is muchach that it's an oichel, it's food, because you make a shahakol. And the Rambam says that likewise you make a bar and a foshis, you don't make a birch samozen. So we see the pshat is that it's poka minei the shteres lechem. The bracha would have been birch samozen if it's lechem. Even if the bracha is showing a shahakol, but the bracha should be birch samozen. Stein this Rambam, we see over here that it's poka minei the shem lechem. The pas ifsho is not considered lechem anymore, but it reverts into a shahakol taka, and that's why the taka is brachas bar nefoshes. It's not the pshat that it's lechem. Just it's not choshev anymore, so downgrade the bracha. No, it's poka the shem lechem. It's not a shem pas anymore, but it does have a shame of oichel, and that's where the brachas taka shahakol, and the bracha achorin would be bar nefoshes.
Zok du mal vayte v'ala noivlois. On the noivlois you make a shahakol ni b'dvore. Zok du mal my noivlois. What are these noivlois? It means fruits that are so dried, they're sitting in the sun, and they heat it to such an extent that they burnt in the sun, overburnt and overripened in a way that they are spoiled because of the heat stroke that they received. Tamre de Zika. Tamre de Zika is a drashi, sharuach meshiron. They were blown off by the wind. The Rebbe Yehuda said in our Mishnah, whenever it's a min klola, he argues and he says, "Ein mevarich and all of you don't make a bracha." So he argues on what Tanakhama says that you make a shahakol. So Bishlam lemadom bushli kamro. If it's the hat, so to speak, got a heat stroke and it's overburnt in the sun, so I understand why it's a klola. Hand the kol min klola. Elamadom et tamre de zika. It was blown up by the wind. Why is that a klola? My min klola. That's not a klola. Instead of plucking it from the field, instead of sending workers to pluck the dates, the wind did it naturally, it got plucked naturally. So why is that a klola? It's indeed going on the rest of them. Meaning on choymetz, on guvoi, on those Rabbi Yehuda says it's a klola, and you don't make a brocha. But ain't a chanami. If it's dates that were blown up by the wind, then it's not called a klola. Iked amri. There are those that learned pshat in the Gemara as far as bishlam lamando omar bushli kamra. If it's bushli kamra, meaning it got overburnt from the sun, that's why you make a shahakol in Tanakama. El lamando matamre de zika. According to manoma, that it's dates that were blown off by the wind. Shahakol. Why is it a shahakol? Boyer priates mi boyele. You have to make a regular boyer priates. It's a regular fruit. So it was blown off by the wind. What doesn't change the status of the pri? Zok the mora boyer priates boyele vruche. Ella, zok the Gemara, benoiv loy stoma kulam loy pligi de bushli kamro. Everyone agrees, Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama don't argue that when you have noiv loy stoma, it says noiv loy, that's bushli kamro. That's those, not the ones that are blown up by the wind, but those that were overburnt and nisraf by the shemesh. Ki pligi, what's the machlokes? Benoiv loy tmoro. When it says noiv loy tmoro, not noiv loy stoma. Noiv loy tmoro. The Tanan, the Mishnah says in Demai, hakalin shebe Demai, meaning chachom remekel, by the din of Demai, usually when you take from an Amoretz, so you have to assume he did not take off Mais and you have to Maaser again. Masha Enkein, when it comes to Kalin Shebet Mai, certain fruits that even the Amoratzim take off the Mai. We see over here in Chiddush that the Pshat in Amoretz that doesn't take off Mais is not the Pshat because he doesn't know the Halacha. It's because he doesn't want to take off, maybe it's a Chitzir for both. He doesn't know and he finds himself a Mare Heta. He doesn't want to take off from the things that are Choshev fruits. He feels it's a loss for him. So that's why he doesn't take off. But Kalin Shebet Mai, fruits that are anyways in a very bad state, so even the Amoretz will take off Maaser, and he doesn't care to take off Maaser, so those you can assume that he for sure took off Maaser. Hakalan Shebet Mai, those that even the Chomer Mekel, that they're not considered, that the Amoretz did not take off Maaser, which are what type of fruit that you don't have to take off Maaser? Hashitin, Vaharimin, Vauzredin, B'noi Shuach, U'B'noi Shikmo, V'Gufnin, V'Nitzbo, the Noivlois Tomorrow. The Gemara is going to explain each one. But what's negated to us is Noivlois Tomorrow. It says very clearly in the Mishnah, Noivlois Tomorrow. Don't say Noivlois Tam. It says Noivlois Tomorrow. Now, these are the type of fruits that we said is a machloikas. Meaning, is it considered that the dates that were blown off, or is it the dates that were spoiled and rotten because of the sun that was served them, that burnt them? But akoponim, we see that Noivlois Tomorrow is a food item that is a very low grade, and that's why even when you take it from an Amoretz, you can assume that it's not regular Demai, but he took off Maisa. Now, what are the other things mentioned in the Mishnah? Zok the Gemara. Shitin, Om Rabba Bachanum Rabbi Yechanon, Min Te'enim. It's a type of Te'enim, type of date. Rimin are what? Kande. It's also a type of pomegranate that is hollow in the inside. Uzredin, Zok the Gemara, what are those? Tulshi. Also a different type of fruit that's in a low-grade fruit. B'noi shuach, om rabba bachanum rabbi yechanon, te'ene chivrsa, white dates. B'noi shikma, om rabba bachanum rabbi yechanon, duvli, a different type of date. Gufnin, what are gufnin? Zog di gemara, shili gufni. It means, Rashi says that it's kfanim that are anovim sitvonios, winter grapes. So again, it's a very low-grade type of fruit. Nitzpa is pircha. Pircha, before we had the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav, Nitzpa was also at the pre of the Tzlaf. It was the famous caper, the caper tree, the fruit of the capers. Noivlois Tmoga, oh, that's negated to us. Noivlois Tmoga, Rebbe Loiv, Rebbe Zeiro, Chad Omar, Bushli Kamra. Bushli Kamra are those dates that are burnt in the sun. V'chad Omar, Tamra de Zika. So we have clearly a machloikas. Does Noivlois, not Noivlois Toma, Noivlois Tmora, is that Tama de Zika dates that were blown off and fell off from the tree because of the wind? Or does it mean Bushli Kamra, dates that were totally burnt out because of the Shemesh? Zok demor bishlom lamanda oma Bushli Kamra. If it means Bushli Kamra, so I understand why, what, Heinrich Toni Hakalan Shebed Mai. That's why it's fruits that are very low grade, and that's where you can assume that Amorat talk of Meiser. Sveika nu the potter. That's why it's svafek. When you take it from an oritz, you potter, you don't have to assume that he didn't take off. Hovadoin, but if you know for sure he didn't take off, avada yechayev. Yechayev take off. It's regular fruits. It might be a burnt fruit, but it's a fruit. Elo lamando oma tamar de zika. But if it's tamar de zika, it's dates that fell off the tree. So if they fell off the tree, they hefker. So vadoin chayev. Why should the vadoin be chayev? After all, tomorrow that fell off the tree is hefka, hefkereninu, and aloch is pairs of hefka potem and a meiser, leket shechepe is potem and a meiser. It's hefka. And to the Gemara of Maiskin, we're talking about she'osam goyrin. We're talking about that the Oni now takes them and he gathers them in the arima, in a kree, and he makes a heap out of them, so that itself is mechayiv them for meiser. Because he gathers them together. Zogt Rashi, he made an arema, so that's why he's taka chayiv in trumas and maishras, because you chayiv, because even though it's hefka, it fell off, but you gathered it and you were mechayiv it now because you were osan gorin. When you have matnes aniyim, which even though they put them in a meiser, if you gather them together, then hook full of meiser, then they chayiv in meiser, and that's what we're talking about over here. Vadoin are chayev, even though it's hefka and it was tamu de zik, it fell off the tree. But if you're osan goyren, you chayev in maizah.
Zogt Rashi leket shichve peya.
even though usually matnasanim apotim in a maisa, it's hefker. But likton oni v'osan goyren, if let's say he gathered them and he made them into goyren, then huk vula maisa mid rabbonin yechayv in maisa. Why? It's a maris ayin dekadin. The man dechozi sova shetvuas karkoihi. Since he's gathering it together, he's making a heap and mount out of them. So it looks like he's gathering his fruits and his, and then people won't look at it as matnezaniyim, as taken from Hefka, which is really potter midaraisa. So midarabonin de mechayiv maisa, when osan kri, when you're osan goyrin. And that's what we're talking about over here, that vadoyan, achayiv in maisa. Why? Even though it's tamad zika, because osan goyrin. Let's finish the last gemara. Ika de amri, daf mem aleph om an aleph, bishlom alamanda om a tamad zika. The man om it says, that noivlois are tamad zika, meaning, the ones that blew off by the wind. Sometimes it's called Noble Stoma. And when it's called Noble Stoma, that's the case over there where we said it's a machloik is what it is. The manom that says that it means Bushli Kamra means the ones that were burned through the sun. So nisni idividi noblis tomorrow or idividi noblis stoma. Why is there a change in Lushan? By both places it means the same thing. Bishlam amandoma tamad zika. So in the sugi in Maestras, it's a low grade, and over there it's the ones that were burnt by the sun. But over here we talk about noblis stoma, which is the ones that are fell off by the wind. But in the mandoma it says that it means over here bushli kamra, and over there it also means bushli kamra. So why is one called noblis stoma and one is called noblis tomorrow? One is noblis without a title of tomorrow. Regular is Noibles, and one is called Noibles tomorrow. So, Gemara Kasha, that's Takashver. Okay, we'll stop over here by the two dots on Daf Mem Aleph, Omer Aleph on the top.